Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And, you know, for starting your day this way, 5 days a week with us, it just makes such a difference how you know, what tone you set for your day. And starting your day with radio like this really makes a really positive change in your life. So good for you when you're listening and becoming a loyal listener.
Well, also being positive in your life often means being in service. And one of the things that we have found of late, actually over the years, is that we've loved to be in service to animals. And if you go to our Facebook page, you can go to conscioustalk.net, hit the Facebook icon, or just find Conscious Talk on Facebook. You'll notice that we're helping to raise some money for a horse named Winnie that we've come to know. And Winnie needs an operation. Her owners have been saving horses over the years. They're wonderful people. They're a little strapped for this. These kinds of things are expensive. She needs a major melanoma removed. You can read the story, see the pictures. We would love your help in this GoFundMe effort. Anything that you can spare would be highly appreciated. So check it out on our Facebook page at conscioustalk.net.
Just want to remind you, it is spring, and we're coming into, in this, at least in this area of the country, into the season where we're eating a lot of fresh fruit. And Environmental Working Group, which is EWG.org, puts out a list every spring. And these are just a few of the fruits that you want to make sure you're buying organically. Strawberries, spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, and cherries. Make sure they're organic because they're highly sprayed, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So, you know, words have meaning. And how often have you heard that? Well, the challenge is to have them mean what you want and speak your truth. We'll talk to Orin J. Sofer about his book, Say What You Mean, A Mindful Approach to Nonviolent Communication. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, we know that we are living in extraordinarily polarized times. So what would it be like if people could truly hear others and speak their minds in a clear, kind way without becoming defensive or going on the attack? Does that sound like that might be difficult? Well, that's why we've got a special guest today, Orin J. Sofer. He leads retreats and workshops on mindful communication around the United States, particularly in insight meditation venues. He's a teacher and practitioner of insight meditation, nonviolent communication, and somatics. He wrote a wonderful book, and it's very instructive and easy to follow. It's called Say What You Mean, A Mindful Approach to Nonviolent Communication. And it's really about how to find your voice, speak your truth, and listen deeply. Orin, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hey, Rob. Good morning, Brenda. Nice to be here with you all.
Well, great to have you, Orin. Really wonderful book and such a timely written book now with what's going on in the world. And the bottom line, what we say matters, a good, bad, or indifferent in our world. And it's made up of words. Why this book? What inspired it? And why are words so powerful?
So I wrote this book to help people with one of the most important things that we do every day that we often don't give attention to, which is to communicate. All of us communicate all day long in every area of our life, at home, at work, with friends, in our communities. Yet we have probably the least amount of intentional, conscious training in how to communicate skillfully. And I've been studying not only meditation, but also communication for about 20 years. And I teach classes, and I realized that I could reach a lot more people with some of these really simple, basic tools that help us not only have more meaningful relationships, but more effective conversations where it counts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your book really does focus on the interpersonal communication. I mean, when you talk about communication, it's such a huge subject. And obviously, you're focused on words, but you also cover in your book, you know, communication comes in a lot of different ways, body language, et cetera. So how did you organize your book, Oren?
Sure. So the book is organized, Rob, in three main sections, each of which has its own step to having more meaningful conversations. And so the first section is all about presence, which is how do we be really aware with another human being? And when we step back and look at it, we see that if I'm not aware, if I'm not bringing some level of present moment connection to another person in the conversation, we're not going to be able to really understand one another or have a meaningful exchange. So this is the first section of the book, and I go through a lot of different tools to do this. The main tip I give people is to learn how to lead with presence. Let that be the first thing that you do with another human being or conversation, is really just show up. And a great way to do this is just to pause. So one of the things I like to say a lot is that one breath can change what you say next. Just think about how many difficulties we could all have avoided had we been able to hold our tongue or wait just a few moments before pressing send on an email. Mm-hmm. So pausing is a great way to lead with presence and bring that to a conversation. The second step and the second part of the book is focused on our intention. Where are we coming from? You know, what's our motivation? What's in our heart? And this is the part of communication that's most often overlooked. We can learn a lot of fancy tools and craft our words. But if our intention is off, if we're not coming from a clear, kind, and helpful place inside, the other person's going to feel it, because so much of our communication is not actually about what we say. It's about where we're coming from and the level of understanding that we're able to create. So that's the second part of the book. And here I advise people to come from curiosity and care. You know, really learn how to be open-minded, curious, and connected to your heart. And then the whole third part of the book is focused on the training of our attention. How do we focus on what matters? How do we really stay on point with the things that are going to help us to actually understand one another and work together better?
I'm curious, Oren, what, if any, do beliefs have to do with how we communicate? And I'd like to just give you a quick example. I have a client that was very troubled by a conversation she had with another, with a neighbor, actually. Apparently, this neighbor had a bad experience with cats at one point in her life. And so she didn't like cats. She was actually afraid of them. And she's in a small community where there's a lot of seniors, and this woman has been able to convince all these people that cats are dangerous. And this gal has a cat. She doesn't live directly in the community, but she's right there within steps of it. And she was out with her cat one day, and this woman basically verbally attacked her about her cat, and that she was going to have her arrested. She was going to have animal control come and take her cat away, and really didn't give my client much of a chance to say anything, except that my client came away with, this woman could be dangerous to her cat, really. Yeah. And that, you know, she knew she was in a lot of fear, but there was no way that she could communicate with this woman. She basically wouldn't let her get a word in edgewise, and she walked off. So I'm wondering, beliefs drive a lot of our behaviors. Doesn't belief drive our communication as well?
It certainly can. And I love the example because on the one hand, it's so benign, right? It's so benign and average. We're talking about something as simple as owning a cat or a pet. And yet the level of tension and fixation on I'm right and you're wrong and the intensity of the emotions obviously could be applied to many other things in our world today, right? Whether we're talking about immigration or climate disruption or taxes or all kinds of other issues where we come with a fixed view that we are convinced of that then limits our capacity to actually have a conversation or hear the other person. So there's a few things that I want to point to here. One is the truth that conversation is co-created. So it takes two of us. And there are certain situations where if the other person is actually not available or willing to engage, it doesn't matter how much skill we have or how many good intentions we have, right? If somebody is not willing to actually even make space for us to speak, it becomes much, much harder to have a dialogue. Now, that said, because a conversation is co-created, there are things that we can do to shift the conditions that make it more likely that the other person will shift enough to be able to listen some. And this is where the skills of these tools come in. First and foremost, if someone is being really aggressive like that, how do we stay stable in our own person, right? How do we not get reactive, which is only going to throw fuel onto the fire? So this is the tools of presence, to lead with presence, to stay grounded and clear and connected to what's important to us. And then to be able to offer at least some kind of statement that can hopefully help de-escalate the person, that gives a message not just to their mind but also to their nervous system that, hey, I'm not a threat. I'm actually not trying to block you. Because when people are that activated and upset, they're trying to protect themselves.
Right.
They're trying to protect, often in that situation, she's trying to protect not only her physical safety but this belief that she has created a whole kind of story and narrative and even, you know, behaviors around. So any statement that challenges that belief will only increase the level of defensiveness and separation. So this is where the tools of coming from curiosity and care really come in helpful, which is to be able to say something that acknowledges what the person is valuing, what's important to them, so that they have the potential to recognize, oh, maybe this person isn't out to get me. So for your friend or the neighbor to be able to say something like, sounds like you're really scared about cats, or you're really worried that this cat might harm you or the people in your home. Or you're trying to keep yourself safe. I really hear that.
You know, well, hold that thought, Oren, because we have to run off to a break here. We are here with Oren J. Sofer. We're talking about Say What You Mean, and we'll be back after these messages.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is about important words today. We're talking with Oren J. Sofer about his book, Say What You Mean. It's a mindful approach to nonviolent communication. And Oren has just been giving us an example of, how this works. And he's broken this book down into three parts, essentially. And we've been talking about really the first and part of the second. We've been talking about lead with presence and coming from curiosity and care. We find confrontation in so many ways in our lives, or create confrontation by the way we communicate. So that's why this book is important.
So, Oren, I gave you the example, and you said something very important, that you liked it because it was very benign. The subject was a very benign subject, that the flare-up between my client and another person, were ensnared in this conversation. And I'm using that word because that's how my client felt. She felt she was ensnared by this woman whose verbal attack around the fact that she had a belief that cats are, she obviously had an experience with cats at some point in her life, the cats are dangerous, and threatening basically my client with, calling the pound and getting her cat taken away, etc. You are really doing a great job of breaking down how to diffuse that conversation,
yeah,
and how to bring something of some brevity to it, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just I was kind of just saying, you know, the first step is to really just monitor your own level of activation and to be connected to yourself, because when we get reactive, it only makes things worse. So there's a certain development if we want to be able to have more healthy conversations of our own capacity to be with discomfort. The more we're able to be with discomfort, the more freedom we have in our lives. A lot of the times when we do or say something that we later regret, it's because there's some emotion, some sensation, or even a thought, a certain meaning or perception that we have that's so unpleasant, we don't want to feel it. And so instead of feeling it, we throw our pain or reactivity or discomfort out at the other person. So the first step that I was going through was how do we pause? How do we take a breath? How do we stabilize what's happening in our own body and nervous system enough to not be reactive and to actually respond in a way that's more conscious and intentional? Then the second thing I was saying was some way of signaling to the other person, hey, we don't need to do it this way. You know, we can actually hear one another and engage in a way where there's space enough for both of us. I'm not here to dominate or take over whatever it is that you care about. And the level of ire and intensity that's behind so many of the conversations we have these days is it's partly because of the fixation on certain beliefs and views, as you so aptly pointed out, Brenda, but also the fear that if I listen to someone else, if I make space for someone else, it means that I have to give up what I think or what I believe. And that's the skill that we're learning here, is how to actually bring together disparate points of views, seemingly disparate, to actually recognize that it's not the view, it's not the idea, it's not the belief where we can find common ground. It's at a deeper level, which is what matters to us as human beings, what's actually important. And so that's a skill as well, to be able to shift our attention to this deeper level of what's driving our behavior as human beings.
You know, I'm glad you say that, Oren, because it's actually quite a big part of your book in the beginning, because part of leading with presence is knowing exactly what is present. You know, who are you? You know, and we talk about this a lot, because we talk about how our what's going on in our inner landscape, how that reflects out into the world. And so really, to be effective in communicating, especially in a nonviolent way, you have to recognize what are the long habited patterns that you've been operating on. You know, when you see them in yourself, it's easier to understand how other people may go off. We're all living to some extent in a false reality that's been created by other people's expectations and things we've learned through life. And we need to first get clear on who we are and what really matters to us. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, absolutely. We all have a lot of conditioning and patterns in our communication that are unconscious, so we've never really noticed them. And some of those, like to go back to this example, Brenda, you were saying, you know, that your client felt attacked and felt ensnared and so forth. And these are some of the habits, actually, that keep us locked in an argument, which is a certain way of thinking about the situation that disempowers us and attributes malintent to the other person. So we have these words in the English language that point to an emotional experience, but actually tell a story about what the other person is doing to me. Like, I feel attacked, or I feel betrayed, or I feel judged, I feel abandoned. So all of these words are actually interpretations that judge the other person, instead of being aware of, well, what's actually happening for me. So when your client felt ensnared, attacked, right, that, as long as she believes those perceptions, that's going to place her in an adversarial relationship and on the defensive in relation to this other person. But if she can start to be more aware of, okay, I'm obviously, I don't enjoy or agree with the way this person is relating to me. And if we're able to actually have a conversation long enough, I might be able to address that once the issue at hand is a little bit cooler. You know, once I'm able to say, listen, I'm not going to put my cat over there. I'll keep her here. You can have your own space and I can have mine. But to be aware of, oh, you know, I feel confused. I feel shocked. Mm-hmm. I feel scared. Mm-hmm. I feel disappointed. Like, what are the actual emotions? That's going to help us to have more clarity about where am I coming from when I'm relating. Mm-hmm. And so much of our communication is not about what we say.
Right.
It's nonverbal. It's in our facial expressions, our tone of voice, our gestures, mm-hmm. our body language, and all of that is being animated and shaped by our intention, where we're coming from. So part of these tools is actually goes much deeper than what we say, but into how are we thinking? How are we perceiving a situation or another person? And if we can start to pay attention to that and think in ways that help us to be aligned, that opens up a whole new possibility in the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Would it be helpful? One of the questions I asked my client was, what were you feeling while this woman was, as she put it, attacking her? What were you feeling that you were feeling, and what were you feeling that she might be feeling?
Yeah.
And she immediately said, fear.
And right.
I said, and can you understand how someone could be afraid of, say, your cat because they had a bad experience with a cat at some point? And she kind of reluctantly thought about it, and she said, yeah, I can understand that. And I was wondering, Oren, because this is what I said to my client, and I want to be sure I did clear communication on this. I said, could you possibly have said at some point, I understand that you're afraid?
Yeah.
Could that have diffused that right there? Because I wonder if that would have helped.
It really depends, because sometimes people don't want to talk about their feelings. Mm-hmm. Feelings are very vulnerable. And if we don't have an established relationship, or depending on the context, acknowledging someone else's fear or another emotion they're feeling might actually increase the defensiveness and separation. So my suggestion, rather than going to the emotions, so I'm 100% in support of the first thing you did, which is helping this person connect not only with how they feel, but with how the other person feels. Mm-hmm. And so there's that self-awareness. And then the empathy, right? Being mm-hmm. able to put yourself in the other person's shoes and humanize them. That's the mm-hmm. essential first step. Then in terms of speaking, saying something to try to defuse the situation, what I would encourage that might be a little bit safer would be to ask a question about what the person needs, what's important to them. Mm-hmm. Because regardless of the feelings, if you get to that level of what matters, people are going to feel heard. So, you know, I'm wondering if you're wanting to make sure that you and the other folks in your residence are safe. Mm. It sounds
That's
like you're
great.
Really concerned about keeping safe and not having any diseases or any kinds of physical harm from a cat. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to argue with there, right? It's just like,
right.
hey, I'm asking, is this what's important to you?
Right. Right.
And then once the person feels heard, it's like all the steam kind of goes out of their argument, because it's like, oh, yeah, you got it. Actually, that's
yes.
what I'm trying to say to you. You actually heard me. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, you have exercises in the book that help us to, right. you know, through mindfulness, get to this place where you know, you just don't go off automatically and make the situation even more confrontational. So hold on, folks, because we have a lot more with Oren J. Sofer. We're talking about Say What You Mean. It's a mindful approach to nonviolent communications, and we'll be back after these messages.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back, no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food. due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The Novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the Novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided, meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
We're back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Just want to remind you of our website, conscioustalk.net, and our Facebook page where we have some things up there that are very meaningful to us and hopefully to you as well. Rob spoke of this at the top of the show. We do have a page up there on our Facebook page for a horse named Winnie, who's really in dire need of some laser surgery to remove a huge melanoma from her tail. And she's, she's sort of in the fight for her life, so to speak, because if this spreads, it's definitely going to shorten her life. So we're helping her and her owners with this. So if you're interested and feel a heart tug to help an animal out, please get on our Facebook page, and you can find it at conscioustalk.net. The F icon is there on every page, and that's the easy way to help with this GoFundMe for our horse, Winnie. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Orin J. Sofer. We're talking about his book, Say What You Mean, and the mindful approach to nonviolent communication that is that he's talking about in this book. If you want to find out more about Orin and his work, you can go to Orin, O-R-E-N, J. Sofer.com, and that's J-A-Y-S-O-F-E-R.com. So, Orin, I brought up the idea of, you know, the importance of mindfulness. You spend a lot of time in your book on that, because obviously we need to know where we're coming from, and we need to actually work with things like the exercises that you have in your book to actually know where we're coming from and to we're not communicating in a vacuum. What we bring to situations is very important in this, interpersonal awareness that we need to become aware of. So what kind of training do you work with people? I mean, how do you train them, essentially? Give an example from the book, perhaps.
Sure. Thanks, Rob. It's a really important question. So let's just define mindfulness first, just for anyone who's listening, who's maybe heard the term, has some ideas about it, but what is it that we're really talking about? So mindfulness is the ability to be aware in a clear and balanced way. So it's an unbiased awareness. So it's a way of knowing experience, being really present, that doesn't add any of the filters or preferences or biases that we usually bring to our life. So it's a very powerful kind of awareness, because it helps us to see things more clearly and not get reactive. And so there's a lot of ways of cultivating mindfulness inside oneself, meditation practice being one of the main ones that people can learn about. The unique thing about the work that I do is, how do we bring that mindfulness to the space of relationship with another human being? And that's something that we don't find very often. And so there's some really simple yet kind of fascinating exercises and tools that we can use to bring more mindful awareness to the space of being with another person. So one of the most simple ones that I teach is just to see if you can feel your body, even a little bit, feeling your bottom on the chair or your hands, because our physical sensations bring us into the present moment. So when we're not mindful, we're usually thinking about the past or the future. But our sensations only exist in this moment. So if we're aware of a sensation in that moment, we're already starting to bring a little bit more presence to the conversation and the relationship. So this is one way to bring more mindfulness into our conversations. Another is to try to pay more particular attention to both the physical act of speaking. Like, what is it like to form words? It's actually a very embodied action. We use our breath, there's vibration, our lips and mouth are moving. So there's almost this whole dance of sensations and movements and coordinated events happening in the body as we're speaking. That's another way to bring more mindfulness to a conversation. The last one I want to mention is paying attention to the choice of whether to speak or listen. And this is a huge communication tool, and one of the ones that we mostly overlook, which is, when I'm aware, when I'm more mindful and present, I can actually choose, okay, is it useful to speak right now? Is it going to be more helpful to listen? And a conversation occurs at that point of choice between the two people. Each one of us is making a choice every moment about whether I'm going to open my mouth or continue to leave space. Mm.
That's a really important point. You know, we've all had that, where people just suck all the air out of the room because they never pause. So, well, we're here with Orin J. Sofer. We're talking about his book, Say What You Mean. It's a mindful approach to nonviolent communication. We'll be back with more after these messages.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Want more freedom, abundance, and love? Start your day with Conscious Talk. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different? Is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we know so many of you are in your cars on your way to work, and there's a lot of information that goes by, and all you need to know is ConsciousTalk.net, because every guest is going to have a guest page. You'll find there how to communicate with them through their websites, how to replay the show again for free, or you'll discover the free podcasts, etc. Great follow-ups for after listening live, especially you want to continue this feeling further into your day or the evening when you get back from work. This is how you do it. Well, today we're with Oren J. Sofer. The book is Say What You Mean, and it's a mindful approach to nonviolent communication.
And Oren, I was explaining to you before we came back for this segment of the show about mindfulness and how it's connected to meditation and what it really meant to me when I really understood the benefit of meditation. I was, for years I thought it was about calming my mind. Mm-hmm. And there was this little bit of tug of war going on between me and my mind trying to get it to calm. But when I really, what I really found out through a little bit of just research and maybe introspection, and you brought it up earlier in one of our segments, is that mindfulness is really connected to, in most ways, to meditation. And that meditation was the way that it calmed my nervous system down. And when I realized the connection between the two, it was this huge aha moment for me, because it stopped the battle between my mind and me, trying to calm my mind, but just allowing my nervous system to calm down. And that way I could be more present. And so much of this communication is about presence.
Yeah. I appreciate your mentioning that, Brenda. And I agree, meditation is one of the primary ways to cultivate and strengthen mindfulness. It's not the only way, but it's mm-hmm. probably the most well-known. And I think what you're pointing to is that the ways that we communicate, it's not just thoughts, it's not just words. Those patterns actually are kind of etched into our nervous system, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a whole patterning of energy and emotion that gets laid down over the course of our life through experiences of what's safe and what's not safe and where do I need to shut down and where do I need to run away and when do I need to be aggressive. And so those patterns get set in our nervous system. And if we want to have more effective conversations and deeper relationships in our life, one of the essential places to work and to look is what's happening in my nervous system, in my body. And so what mindfulness does, as you're pointing to, is it helps us start to be more aware of those waves of activation that come through. We start to notice like, oh, wow, look, I'm getting really anxious, activated, afraid, aggressive, and to not need to follow or obey those impulses blindly, to actually have the stability and the clarity inside to step back a little and say, is this helpful right now? Is this appropriate to what's happening? Or is this just a pattern from the past? Mm-hmm. And if it is just a pattern from the past, to then actually mindfulness kind of opens the door to other tools that help us to metabolize that energy, to actually mm-hmm. work with it, not to suppress it, not to make it go away, but to handle it so that it doesn't push us around in a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really important. Well, as we have mentioned, this book is really a wonderful training. If you go through the whole thing, which I have, the first step is leading with presence, and then you talk about coming from curiosity and care, and all of the exercises are there that help you with that. But really, the third part of the book is focus on what matters. And I found it, I think some people may be curious why that was last, because I think in a lot of trainings in our life, it's kind of like, well, what matters comes first. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a reason that comes last, Oren?
There is, because what matters first and foremost is whether or not we're present and aware of our intention. Right. If we're not present, how are we going to have a meaningful conversation or understand anything? And if we're just trying to, you know, steamroll the other person, or if we're just trying to control the situation, or they're going to feel that and it's not going to be conducive to a real dialogue or collaboration. So those are the internal conditions that we need to attend to and create to have a more healthy conversation and relationship. If we're not doing that, we can't actually get to what matters between us, because the stuff that's happening inside of us is getting in the way.
Mm, mm. And does this relate to, Oren, a lot of people, we have needs. We all have needs. And does this relate to our need in a conversation to be heard? If that takes priority, then does we kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater?
So focusing on what matters refers to a lot of different things. One of the things it refers to, yes, is what are we each longing for? What matters? What are we needing? Mm-hmm. The need to be heard and seen and understood is one of our core needs as human beings. Mm-hmm. And hopefully what we're doing as we learn these tools is developing enough capacity inside to be with discomfort, so that if somebody doesn't hear us right away, we don't have to jump ship. We can hang in there long enough, hopefully provide some empathy and listening to the other person, so that eventually they then have the space to hear us. Because if we really step back and look at it, people are more willing to listen when they feel heard. Yes. So it's in our own best interest to hang in there, create a little space for the other person and say, let me see if I can understand where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. And just mm-hmm. even a phrase like that, you know, let me see if I get it. That can start to defuse a situation, change the atmosphere, and bring us on the same page, mm-hmm. that we're actually trying to hear one another. We're not mm-hmm. only interested in winning, driving our point home. Those kinds of intentions are what continue to fracture and polarize us in society and in our relationships. Mm-hmm. And it takes, this is why what focus on what matters comes last, it takes that presence of mind and that curious, caring intention to get to the point where we can genuinely and sincerely say to someone, let me see if I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing that we often ask people, in the end, when we're talking about their books, I mean, what was the most important point or this kind of thing? And you've spent so much time, so many years in this area of, meditation, mindfulness, communication, nonviolence. What do you think is the most important thing you learned in general through that process?
Wow, that's such a great question. I want to take a moment to actually take it in. To be honest, I think the thing that I've learned the most is that you never know what the effects of our actions are going to be and how we can touch people. Because the thing that's one of the things that's been most moving to me has been to receive feedback from people. People email me all the time. I get messages on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram or Facebook, people mm-hmm. saying, this book is changing my life. Mm-hmm. And I didn't anticipate that. I knew it would help people, but I didn't anticipate, wow, this is really going to transform people's lives. And I say that because we don't know the effects of our actions, and taking a little bit of time to really show up and see another person, to listen to them, mm-hmm. to have a meaningful conversation, we don't know what effect that's going to have on their day or on their life. Even mm-hmm. a few words can make of kindness and encouragement can make the difference between someone giving up or someone having the courage to keep going.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's beautiful. Well, and that's why communication is an interpersonal skill. The book is Say What You Mean. It's a Mindful Approach to Nonviolent Communication by Oren J. Sofer. You can find out more about Oren by going to Oren. Is it Oren J or just
yes.
Oren?
Yeah. It's orenjsofer.com.
Right.
Thank you so much, Oren, for being with us and for writing this beautiful book and for helping all of us. Appreciate it, folks. Thank you as always. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.